Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and if there's something you'd like to talk about, we'd love to discuss it with you. Have a Bible question? Give us a call. 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We certainly come on the air today very saddened by the events that occurred in Orlando yesterday, the worst mass shooting in American history. 49 people were killed, 53 injured by an act of terror, and I think an act of hate by one single person who decided to just take things under his own hand and try to do something out of his own anger, his own evil heart. And it's horrific to see that sort of thing and to see the sorrow that people experience. And so we at Basic Gospel certainly extend our condolences to the families, the friends of those that were killed in this act of horror yesterday. And I think it's important for us as believers in Christ to engage in praying. And I think there's so many people that we need to be praying for in times like this, certainly the people, and we encourage our listeners to do that. But we're going to talk more about some other folks that we should be praying for as well. What were some of your thoughts, Bob, as you saw the news reports yesterday?
Well, as I turned on the Fox News Channel, the first thing I saw was young Peter Ducey doing an on-the-site report. And one of the first things that I noticed that came out of his mouth was that this was a gay nightclub, a club called Pulse. And I immediately thought to myself, oh, no, I wonder where some of our brothers are going to go with this. And I literally, as Greg Park and I were speaking over lunch, he mentioned to me that there's one church that came out and said that these folks were killed because they were gay. That is so wrong. That is so off base. It is not about being gay. These are people that God deeply loved. These are people that Jesus Christ died for. The sad thing is that we don't know how many, if any, of those had heard a gospel presentation. So that's what we're about at Basic Gospel. We're here to present the Basic Gospel, which is Jesus came, he died, he was buried, he was resurrected, and he has given us life. That's the message that we want to convey, not the message that, hey, they were gay, and that's why they were killed.
Yeah, that's not part of the language of the gospel.
Absolutely.
The gospel is about new life in Jesus. It's about hope. It's about forgiveness. It's about mercy. Judgment and condemnation, Jesus said that he did not come into this world to judge the world, but to save the world. And he does so through his death, burial, and resurrection. So that is the message that we bring to the table as far as Christians are concerned, and we just need to be praying for more opportunities to do so. I know a lot of times we try to diagnose the problems and try to figure out exactly the whys and the wherefores, what compelled this guy to pick up a gun and to do what he did, to go into a nightclub and pull the trigger so many times so that 49 people would lie dead and 53 others would be wounded. What is the heart of that? Why would somebody do it? We want to blame radical Islam, and certainly there's a belief system that somebody would grab hold of and use to justify their actions. But there's something deeper, isn't there, Richard?
Yeah, this is about humanity. This is about lost humanity. This is about spiritually dead humanity doing what only spiritually dead people can do. It's in our hearts. It's who we think we are, and it's who we or what we think we need to do in order to get attention or to do something for a particular God or belief system, you know, trying to score points so that we go to a good place after we die. This is craziness, and it's not Christianity versus Islam. It's not about homosexuality. It's not about the government response, whatever it's going to be, and we hope it's wise. This is about people who don't know Jesus and whose root cause is that they are spiritually dead. Why would we be surprised that spiritually dead people do the things that get done these days? It's hard enough as a child of the living God with the indwelling Holy Spirit to maintain in some of these situations, to not want to lash out in anger and in fear and in scorched earth. But that's not the answer.
No.
Jesus is the answer. Love is the answer. Not the love of humanity, because love of humanity is an objective thing. We're talking about the love of God. The agape love of God is the only thing strong enough to get inside of us, change our minds, renew our thinking, help us to choose more wisely and how to respond to things rather than just react and do something horrific like this guy did.
Yeah, the Bible is so clear. Jesus said it, you know, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. He said that several different occasions. And Jesus is in the business of changing hearts.
Yes.
Jeremiah knew about that as well. He said the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? And that's the problem of mankind. We have evil, wicked hearts. That's why the gospel is the solution. Why? Because Jesus does something with our hearts, changes them from the inside out so that we can truly love God, and in loving God can actually love our fellow human being. And that's what the world needs now, but it comes down to God doing something in our hearts, and that's why the gospel is so vitally important. So as we talked about, I think we as believers, we have this privilege of praying, of talking to our Heavenly Father, of talking to the one who loved us and gave himself for us in times like these. So we should pray that God would comfort those who are grieving at this at this particular moment, that they would find comfort and hope. And Bob, as you said, it doesn't matter, you know, what a person is and what they self-identify as and their sexual preferences. They're human beings.
Absolutely.
Everybody is a human being. And at the deepest part of who we are, we have the same needs, to know that we're loved, to know that we're accepted by God. And we pray that God, the God of all compassion, will bring some comfort, will bring some truth, will bring some grace and mercy into the lives of people as they're grieving. We also want to pray for our government officials and law enforcement teams. It's a tough situation that they're in. And
absolutely.
We pray that, you know, they'll have the wisdom to know how to identify these enemies. It's not like it was in World War II or World War I, where everybody was in their uniforms and you could identify them by the clothes they wore. This is a whole different ball game, and it takes discernment and wisdom. And we just pray that that wisdom will be theirs in abundance. We also pray that they would have the tenacity and courage to bring about swift justice in these situations. But we also want to lift up the body of Christ, the church. The church in today's world has lost its confidence in the power of the gospel to change lives. So pray, let this be a catalyst to pray that the church would regain its confidence in the gospel and the sheer power of the Lord Jesus Christ to reach in and to give life to those who are spiritually dead, to recognize that this truly is a heart problem. And then three, the boldness and the courage to lift up the name of Jesus Christ as the only solution, as God's only plan to bring about change in this world. And I think if we will endeavor to pray along those lines and to do so earnestly and authentically, I think it will start to do something in our own hearts and minds. And so it was just such a tragic story. Just, you know, one more of many that have been written over the last year and over the last 20 years here in this world that we live in. This is a world that is anti-God, anti-Jesus, anti-everything good. And thanks be to God that we have Jesus,
yes, indeed.
We have another kingdom that's being built. And we have the opportunity to rescue people out of that world of darkness and draw them into the kingdom of light and love in Jesus Christ. Let's go about our task, do it boldly, courageously, and let God work through us as he has said he would do so.
That's what we do at Basic Gospel. We would love, friends, for you to be a part of this broadcast. If you have something you'd like to discuss, a part of this particular conversation, we would love to hear from you right now. 844-322-2742. We've opened up the phone lines. They are available to you right now. Again, 844-322-2742. We count it a privilege to be here every day to proclaim the fullness of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to everybody. And for because so many of you have stepped up to the plate and basically hit it out of the park, we are able to continue to disseminate, to broadcast this good news every day. We are facing a particular deadline at the end of this month, Bob. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
Yes, we are. This is our fiscal year end is coming upon us very quickly, June 30th. And we want to close the books on this past year in a very strong way. And much of what happens in the month of June will dictate what we can do over the next 12 months. So we need your help. We need an outpouring of generosity to say, hey, we're with you guys. We want to continue reaching out together to proclaim the only name that can bring hope and life and forgiveness and mercy to people who are desperately in need of those things. So give generously. Make a contribution today. Our year-end goal was $199,510 in the month of June.
Right.
We're about $35,000 into that, so we have a ways to go. But we have some time, so if you can give, do so today, and please be as generous as you possibly can so that others can hear the good news about Jesus.
If you would love to hear a delighted voice on the phone when you make your donation, you can call and speak with Billy. That number is 844-412-2742. It's available during Central Time office hours, 844-412-2742. Or you can go online to our website, basicgospel.net. You can click donate on any page at that particular website. Again, basicgospel.net. Once again, I want to give the phone number because the lines are open, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Mike, listening to us in Harrisburg, Oregon. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon. First thing I want to say is the station that broadcasts this, KORE 1050, is going dark Wednesday because they can't afford to renew their license. It would be too cost prohibitive to move, and the property and stuff has already been sold. So I'm going to miss you.
Yes, Mike, that was an announcement that we were going to make today, as a matter of fact. I talked with Larry Knight, who has been a steadfast friend. That particular station, KORE, there in Oregon, has been on the air with us since the very first day of our broadcast on June 3rd, 1985. And as I said, yep. Larry has been an incredibly steadfast friend through the years, and we're saddened that this is the case. But the property is coming up for a renewal of the lease, and Larry is not, and the property owner is not inclined to renew the lease for a radio broadcast facility. So that means that the station would have to look for new facilities, and the cost these days is just absolutely prohibitive. So unfortunately, KORE will be going off the air this coming Wednesday after the broadcast, or after the broadcast day this Wednesday, and we will sorely miss them.
Well, here's a couple of things, Mike, just to jump in before we get to your question. For all of our listeners in the KORE listening area, we encourage you to go to our website today, yep, and sign up for our email list. There's a subscribe link in the upper left-hand corner. Click that and sign up for our email list. We will send you the broadcast each and every day right to your inbox. If you would rather download our app, our Basic Gospel app, go to either the Apple App Store or the Android App Store. Type in Basic Gospel into the search feature, and that will take you to our app, and you could download that on your smartphone, and you can listen live on our mobile app, or you can listen at your convenience. So there's an option. Or bookmark basicgospel.net. You can listen to our archives at our website or also at oneplace.com. So there's many ways, Mike, that you can stay connected, that, yes, we want to stay connected with you, and we'll certainly put you on hold after your conversation on air and give you those opportunities again. So, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, with what you talked about at the top of the hour with the shooting down in Florida, and it sounds like to me with what you're saying, Jesus is love, and love is the way to change. But it sounds like with all that you're saying, you're just throwing God's laws right out the window. I mean, God said, you shall not. I mean, take this same instance and then put in Sodom and Gomorrah. You're going to tell people that, God sent angels or whoever to go over and destroy that, and it's never changed. But I know we don't want to be mean and ugly to people who are hurting, but still I think we would need wisdom to love them and comfort them, but also explain how God says, not that God, because of this, God wiped them out, but because God says thus and so, we still need to be obeying with that. And if you choose not to follow what God says, then you risk what happened.
Well, Mike, here's, I think that's, well, I'm just going to say it. That's utter nonsense, Mike. That is so against the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is unbelievable. And Christians out there, we need to get to the gospel. I'm about to get on a soapbox that just
I'll prop it up
talk about riles me up. That's something that riles me up. Jesus came into this world to save. The problem has always been the same, the heart of man. There is not a single law that has ever been written, either by God or by man, that will change a human heart. God never intended law to do that. He sent Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to reach inside of us and to give us new hearts. That is the only solution that is truly available that is going to bring a permanent solution, a permanent cure. Laws can deter, laws can help hold things back, but they cannot change the condition of a man's heart. Only Jesus can do that. So here somebody wants to throw out the gospel and raise up law as the ultimate solution. I think we've reversed it. We've got to hold up Jesus. We have to lift him up as never before. Does that change truth? No. That upholds the truth. Man is woefully sinful. Man is woefully distant from God and needs to be brought near. And there is only one way to be brought near, and that's through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is no way we're going to be brought near in any other way. The writer of Hebrews said that. The law is weak and useless because it cannot make us perfect in the sight of God. And a better hope has been introduced by which we draw near to God. What is that better hope? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we say things like Mike did, we're throwing out the words of Paul to the Corinthians that said we are to be ministers of reconciliation, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. Either we believe that or we don't.
Ministers of a new covenant.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what we're called to do. That's why this is such a significant, I think, conversation for us. What do we really believe? What do we really believe in a response? How we respond to a tragic event like this is going to reveal what's really in our hearts. And if it's judgment, if it's condemnation, is it, see, this was, you had this coming to you. We've missed the gospel,
absolutely,
folks, and it is time for us to fully believe and firmly believe that Jesus is the answer. Let's quit giving lip service to that. Let's quit just saying that that's the answer and start believing it's the answer. And when we start believing it's the answer, then we're actually going to have something to say in this world today that is going to matter, that is going to make an impact. So let's get back to truth, the truth of the gospel. Jesus alone saves.
Yeah, it's just, it's beyond belief for me that we would take, single out a group of people and allow a radical believing, in this case, Islamic person. It doesn't matter where it came from. This guy's filled with hate, decided that these people needed to die, and took it upon himself to kill them. That is just evil.
Yes.
Evil all the way around. And the fact is, God has every right to snuff all of us out, to snap his fingers and wipe this universe out.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. he sent Jesus instead.
I know.
That ought to be something.
That is the point. I mean, do we believe that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God?
No.
Or do we not? Do we believe that we all need to be saved by grace through faith in Jesus? Is there a plan for, you know, some of us that have only said a white lie or done a few, you know, small little sins? Is there a different plan for us? Absolutely not. We all fall in the same category. We're all equal at the foot of the cross, sinners, lost, and in need of life. And then when we come to life in Jesus Christ, we're made new.
Yes.
We have new hearts, hearts that can actually respond to the living Christ. So we have to recognize that we were all under the judgment and condemnation of God. There was not one person that didn't fall outside of that except for Jesus.
Yeah.
And he lived a perfect, sinless life.
And he took it all on himself.
That's exactly right, which enabled him to be the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. So let's cut out this judgment stuff. That's just coming from a heart of pride and ego, and there is no place for that in the Christian life.
Whatever that situation is, there's something we truly know, and that is God's love never fails.
Absolutely.
And Richard, I think it's a good time to talk about the offer of the CD series.
Yes,
by the
this month, for your gift of $20 or more, as you're helping us reach our fiscal year-end goal, please order, along with that gift of $20 or more, the CD series called Love Is. It's not the short little book that we put out. This is the full teaching, the full CD series that goes through 1 Corinthians 13 in a way that will blow you away. The fact that God's love is not reactive, it's not descriptive, it is a verb. God's love is what reaches into our lives and changes us.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking about Orlando the way we're talking about Orlando, because of what God's love is. Get this series. It'll really be a powerful motivation in your life.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard. You can click again, donate at any page at basicgospel.net, basicgospel.net, or call 844-412-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to the Bronx and talk to Yvette, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Yvette.
Hi. God bless. Well, I just wanted to also say that I'm a Christian, and I heard Mike, and I can relate to, you know, what he was saying. I know you guys are a little against what he was saying, but personally, I think that God doesn't change. And, you know, Jonathan Edwards wrote a...
God doesn't change. We don't change either until Christ enters our life. I mean, why can't we get that? God doesn't change. Of course he doesn't change. That's why his plan to rescue you and to rescue me has always been by grace through faith in Jesus. Yvette, you were dead spiritually. You were a sinner. In your heart were all these evil, wicked things that were in everybody's heart. And God chose to give you life. Don't you respond in just utter gratitude and thanksgiving for that? No, she hangs up. That's what she does, because she doesn't want to look at her own self and the grace of God that had to be given out to save her. And we've got to realize that. We're all in utter need of the grace of God. It's not just a nice word. It's not just something that covers up just our past. It's something that reaches in and gives us new hearts. That's always been God's plan. By grace, through faith, in Jesus. Period. End of story.
Yeah.
Christians, believe it or go find something else. But this is the message. And we need to have the boldness and confidence and courage to deliver it.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anything else?
Watch stepping off that box there.
Yeah. Thank you.
We are out of time. Friends, a couple of good things happen when you sign up for Basic Gospel emails. First, you'll receive a copy of the daily message in your inbox containing a link to each day's program. It's just one of the good ways to stay connected to Basic Gospel. Second thing is you'll receive the ebook Forgiveness, The Door to Life, a rich learning experience about the forgiveness and abundant life that's yours in Jesus Christ. Just click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page, of the front page at basicgospel.net. Well, again, thanks for being with us today, everybody. For Bob and Richard and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.